The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is running. She'll be in here in a few minutes. We were just running around the house getting things. When I left, she was watering plants because of the heat lately. Has just been sucking them dry. And, of course, they're my tomato plants, but I'm a little bit incensed because they keep growing, but there's no tomatoes on them. I have two tomatoes. Two tomatoes on my tomato plants. Over all these tomato plants, there's two, and they've stayed green now for 2 weeks. I mean, aren't they supposed to, like, turn to a different color? But enough of that. Enough of my home woes. If that's the only thing I have going wrong with me, and that is, then I'm having a great day. It's like 6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning, everybody.
Here.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Jared. Jared's here. Jared, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
You got
well.
A weekend off, don't you?
I do. I'm pretty... stoked about that.
Yeah, you know, Colt 45s are in Humboldt out there playing.
Oh, playing the Crabs.
Yeah, playing the Crabs. And,
hey,
then
Jared.
Next week, we finish up the season.
I kind of wish I was in Humboldt.
Yeah.
Why don't you go with them just to travel and say you wanted to be Bat Boy?
I was over there not too long ago.
It was so beautiful. Oh, while it was super hot here.
Oh, man.
And speaking of the weather, you didn't call the weather yet, did
you?
I have
not.
Okay, I slid in
nice
here.
Dress.
Thank you. I slid in here, and I wanted to make sure that... I was weather girl today. Today will be sunny with a high near 104. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that, like, you know,
that's
like
nothing.
111.
That's nothing.
104
wow.
is just a smack, a slip. 72 will be our lows. Tomorrow, 101. Thank you. We can get up early and work. Partly cloudy Saturday night with lows about 75. Sunday's 102. Now, next week, Monday, 106, Tuesday, 109, Wednesday, 108, Thursday, 107. So we're still in the heat wave, but we're going to be getting a little bit lower on the weekend. Everything will be mostly clear. We have a partly cloudy on Saturday night. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
I wish you could have seen, everybody could have seen Amy's face when Linda says... Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot cooler. It's only going to be 104 today. Amy, your face is so expressive. It's like, oh, that's a big difference. It's
morning,
still 100 and something. And then when you went, oh, and 106, and just her, it was like, you've seen that, the angry cat, you know, on YouTube, the angry cat that looked at little, you know, her mouth turns down.
I used to love summer is the crazy thing. I used to love it when it was hot, but that's when I was a kid who could swim every day and didn't have to go to work every day.
So, and you're running around with pets in the back of your car, and so you're having to get in and out of, you know, the Haven Humane van. But let's talk about you've got a darling little kitty with a white nose, well, black, little black nose and a white face and white, like, dipped its paws in white.
Yes.
Good morning, Amy.
Oh, good morning. I have Loretta. This is Loretta.
And you know what? And Jared and Loretta have something going here.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw the eyes
did you
from
see,
across
like,
the room.
Did you see him turn around and look at that? Well, did you like that kitty? Jared?
Jared likes cats.
I do like cats.
Well, is this a kitty to take home?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a dog that doesn't like cats.
Doesn't like cats, sorry.
Okay. I do, too.
All right.
And it makes it kind of rough when I foster a lot of kittens. But I have a, you know, I have a routine and a little... I haven't separated and it works out because I take home a lot of kittens. This one this one isn't one of mine, but I just brought three back into the shelter that were big enough, so they all three of them got adopted.
You fostered them, good.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
What is happening with Haven Humane? And we know that it's the summer months, and you have as much activity during this time of year.
We do, yeah. Unfortunately, our shelter gets fuller this time of year, but you know, thanks to the community, we still have a good amount of adoptions, and cats are. Always and have always been a big part of our intakes. So, like, a lot of cats, a lot of kittens this time of year. Luckily, we are opening the kitten nursery that is coming to fruition. There is actually cats in it. There are kittens in the building. So, this is our first year, so it's going to be a learning process for us. And we're really excited to make this step, though, to really, you know, help our adoptions and intake for kittens and especially newborn ones that we can actually bottle feed and have someone there around the clock for these kittens. So we're really excited about that. This little kitten was actually found abandoned at a local Walmart when she was, like, teeny tiny. So it happens a lot, unfortunately. And sometimes it's hard to tell if they've been abandoned or they're just, like, you know, I don't think these ones were feral, though. You can usually tell if they're, like, little wild kittens. But, yeah, she has all of her siblings are still at the shelter as well.
How can you tell? Is it because they act differently?
They act different, yeah.
Okay. This one was not afraid of humans,
no,
probably.
No, she's clearly not, no. And a lot of kittens at this age are really playful and kind of scratchy and, you know, just want to get down. And you know, she's playful with her siblings, but she's actually really content being in my lap. And she's one of the easiest little kittens. I haven't had to pull out my Purrito trick and wrap them up because they're just too excited and want to climb up my head, you know.
Yeah.
She's actually very calm. She just wants to kind of sit in my lap.
Yeah, you know what? With all the things going on around here, she's just kind of like kicked back here. She's looking around. She's very inquisitive, but she's not – she's enjoying – being held.
Yeah, she's really big on purring, and she's super cute. So she'd be, you know, kittens are sort of a blank slate, so they're going to be good with your kids. They're probably going to be good
I'm
with your
laughing.
Dogs.
I'm laughing because people that, you know, adopt animals don't know a lot about them. This one woman reported that her cat was sick.
I heard the one,
and then so she brings it to the vet, and she says, "See, look, listen, you know, and he's stroking it."
Every time I pet it, it makes this noise. I think there's something wrong with its lungs.
It's lungs. There's something wrong with its lungs. He's listening to it.
No.
He goes, "Your cat's purring."
Yeah, she'd never had a cat, he'd never had a cat before, so didn't know what a cat purr was, and they thought it was really like a.
He's got lung disease. He read that too, but isn't that cute? You know, when something like that happened, didn't. Oh, no, it's just happy.
No, it just likes you. Yeah.
He likes me. He likes me.
So this little cutie is available for
adoption. That'll be $150.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for the exam fee. This little cutie is available. Her siblings are also available. It's been a really fun time naming litters. It's kind of one of my favorite things to do.
Loretta.
We get burnt out after a little while of trying to name, like, doing themes for, like, a whole litters of kittens, you know?
Okay, so what's this one? Which theme was this one?
I don't think this one had a theme.
But this is Loretta. What about her sisters?
Clarice.
Oh,
and
these are names from movies. Loretta Lips.
Yeah.
Loretta Lips. Because that, you know, it's got a little black mouth, so lips.
Okay, Clarice.
From MASH.
Yeah.
Clarice.
The other one, the litter that I got to name was my all-time favorite, is Chili Cheese Dog. So there's three of them, and there's Chili Cheese and Dog, and I love the name Cheese for a cat. It's just super cute to me.
Yeah, that is cute. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have Chili Cheese Dog.
How do we get this kitten?
Come see me. 24.
Come see me.
Call me. 241-1653. That is not my personal number, just for all those fans out there, okay?
I just got to get back
in the game. I know you don't know that I'm cute as a button, but I'm cute as a button, so don't call me.
No. That's right. And I tell you, if you don't know, if you think that is her personal number, you guys have been calling up and just breathing hard into the phone.
Yeah,
that
I get those messages. Thank you.
That is Haven Humane.
Yeah, so give us a call. Come by the shelter. We're really excited because we're getting pretty close to our third annual Zumba Bash. So our last week was our Putt for Paws, which was great. We want to thank all of our sponsors. It was really successful for us. It was a blast despite the heat. The food was really good, which I was, I mean, not that I was shocked the food was so good, but the food was really good.
Did you do the Zumba class?
The Putts for Paws was a huge success. We talked about it. I mean,
it was a really good success for us,
handled well. I met really nice people. Jake Easy and I, they teamed Jake Easy and I up in the same cart, which could be a mistake because it was Jake's birthday.
Whoa.
Jake was having a great time. Well, we all were having a great time.
Yeah,
I think Jake was at a level.
Too.
Yeah, Jake was at a higher level than we were. But
my question was the Zumba class, because, and I'm sorry we asked you the same question because you were going, bit, bit, bit. You were talking about Zumba.
Zumba Bash.
Zumba Bash. Did you do it?
I've done it the last year. Yeah.
Okay.
I did last year.
Was it fun?
It was super fun.
Okay. And that's the thing. It's coming up.
Yeah, it's the third annual one. So it's the third time. Last year was the 80s theme. So that was really fun. I'm going to have less fun, I'm going to say, at this one because I'm actually going to be working this one. The last time I had a free pass to have a lot of fun.
To see Mark's story in spandex. He's got a spandex shorts, and he's got a spandex top. And there's colors on them, so when they hit up the black light, it spells out Haven Humane. If he bends a certain way. So I cannot wait to see him in that.
I can't wait to see
him. I can't wait to see him in his new spandex.
I'm glad he's actually out of town and not listening to this right now.
I'm going to send him a clip of it.
You do that.
Okay.
So, it's August 11th, Saturday. Tickets are $15 pre-sale, $20 at the door. You can get them at Haven. Come in. Any of the buildings in Haven sells Zumba Bash tickets. And so does Anderson Family Fitness, who's sponsoring it, co-sponsoring it with us. So
cool.
They're, like, hosting the big fun. And it's really fun. They get you, like, really excited. Like, they show you, you don't have to be good at Zumba. Like, you don't, you can just go out there. What, last year, we just went out there and just danced. Like, it was so fun.
Isn't that what Zumba is?
Well, there's, like, they show you the moves, kind of like you're supposed
to do.
Like,
no, there's moves. Like, you're going to just stand there and say, okay, you're not going to free fall or free form.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to do. You're not going to do the sprinkler.
I can't do the sprinkler.
I did the lawnmower, so you can't. I can't.
You did what? The lawnmower?
Don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy from Haven Humane, and guess our pet of the week moment. We always appreciate you.
And Loretta has not moved. She's just kind of looking around, going.
Well, why would she want to?
Well, she said, "Show me the lawnmower again."
So. She's so cute.
She is. So
she is cute. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Amy.
Yeah. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Take it easy on the.
You don't want to leave
sprinkler.
Because it's cool in here.
I know. Yeah. I'm just gonna stick around.
It is beautifully cool in here. I'll tell you what else is super comfortable, and we're very, very happy that, you know, 7 years now we've had our bed, our Sleep Number bed, and after we're, you know, working a lot, believe it or not, we're trying to beat the heat, doing a lot of work around the house. We have a gang of family members that are going to be flying from all over the country and staying with us. So we're just doing little house projects.
I'm not sure the word gang is right.
Well.
Okay, gang. You're right. It's a gang.
Of people coming from all over the country to stay at the house. And so we're doing work. And at the end of the day, especially after, you know, being on the station and going to events and then working around the house, it's nice to go into your bed where you feel replenished, refreshed. And that happens with our Sleep Number bed and my Sleep Number setting. I move around a lot, but recently it's gone back to the original setting, which is 55. How about yours, Carl?
My Sleep Number setting is 60, sometimes 55, but sometimes 60, because you can adjust it, and so that you can sleep on the firmness of a mattress that you want, not something that's been pre-chosen. And now with the new 360 smart beds that adjust to you when you move during the night, I can't see of any reason why you wouldn't want to go down and to the Target shopping center and just fall into one of those beds and see just how comfortable they are. And come on now, you can save $200 to $600 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. See the latest smart beds, even more comfortably priced from $999.
Great. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and that summer wind.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
There are many reasons changing your oil with Havoline products is a good decision. Two of the most important reasons: changing your oil on a regular basis improves gas mileage and promotes engine longevity. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in making it more convenient. There's no appointment necessary. Just drive in, you stay in your car, enjoy a free beverage while you wait, free Wi-Fi, easy in, easy out, and we use quality Havoline motor oil. You earn rewards points with every dollar you spend, giving you the ability to earn free services from Premier Oil Change. Premier Oil Change cares about your car and your time, so we make it our business to make your car maintenance as friendly as possible. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today and get your car services with Havoline products. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Ma.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach.
Good morning.
7:23 in the morning, 75 degrees, going up to 104 today. Not as bad as yesterday when it was up to 110, 111. The low tonight will be 72. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Now, you may not be thinking about this, but you should. Here's your chance to trade out one of your old monitor heaters for a new Toyotomi L730 and receive a $250 discount. Trade in another monitor unit for the L530 and you'll receive a $200 discount. All types of things going on. Think about what's happening. Here's your chance to save money. Here's your chance to save up by also signing up for the kerosene program. All at SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167.
All right, in the news, North Texas smashed a 93-year-old daily heat record yesterday with the mercury climbing to just 108. You know, that's
108. That's for sissies.
Sissy
Texans.
I'm getting someplace with this. Delay walking your dog until sunset during the heat wave, the National Weather Service said in a message posted on Twitter. Our infrared thermometer measured 136 degrees this afternoon on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
You think about that. Hear that? Not to walk your dog or barefoot. Texas was set to break its power demand record for the second day in a row, which I'm getting to, according to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, the state's grid operator. It's insanely hot here. But see, wholesale prices for electricity secured a day in advance reached three-year high, soaring above $1,500 a megawatt hour. For several hours in the region on Wednesday and Thursday, as possible, blast their air conditioning to stay cool. Can you believe that?
I believe it. Well, yeah, I mean, it happens everywhere. The thing
on demand.
The difference is that Texas has got the facilities so they can run their air conditioning and all of this. Where you get to California and we go into brownouts and things collapsing across the state. They have done a lot of work on it, but still, it's hot. It's 111 here. Yesterday, I went down to, let me give a shout out, by the way, to Napa Auto Parts, right down here on the street right behind us on California Street, right next to a Theory Coffee.
Walking
because
distance.
I went over there because my air conditioner was putting out hot air instead of cold air. Walked over there, talked to the gentleman in charge. He gives me a quick tutorial on everything that has to do with charging your system. Lets me borrow the charging system that tells you how what the temperature or what the pressure and the temperature of your coolant is, and the whole thing went in. Now, here's the thing. There's two spots you can put the connector on to be able to load the 134. And I'm looking at them, and so I walk back in, and I Google it. Boom, shows you the picture. It's exactly. So I walk back out, unscrew it, stick it on, and then I charge my system, and now I have cold air again. Again, Napa Auto Parts down there on California
so
Street.
Cool.
Right, you know, right. It's kitty corner from the old. It's on, what's this, Tehama, or Shasta Street and California Street. Or is this Tehama Street right down here, Jared?
It's right down behind us.
Yeah, so. It's right behind us. Anyway, great people. Thank you so much. I want to talk about this duck boat. A duck boat is one of those it's usually a sightseeing conveyance that drives on land and can go in the water. And you see them in a number of different places. They have them, you know, in Seattle and other places. This one's in Branson, Missouri. This one goes out with 31 people on it, out onto Branson Lake there. The wind kicks in, and it's something like 60 miles an hour wind. The waves come up, capsize this boat, 13 people dead. 13 people dead on from this boat. And there would have been more. There was an off-duty sheriff's deputy there that rescued several people and kept them from drowning, or there would have been more. But, you know, now people are starting to take a look at these, because this is like the 24 people have been killed in just the last year on boats like this in just two incidents.
They
this one and a, another one in Arkansas.
They said it was a severe thunderstorm that came in. It's a hybrid land and water vehicle, like you said. There are still four people missing that they have not.
Well, that's, you know, when you see things like this, I mean, you know, did they go out and they didn't, you know, the storm came up too quick, or was it the storm was coming and they just didn't realize that those winds are going to come in and affect them like this? You know, I just, it's just such a tragedy. People are out there in Branson, Missouri, you know, it's a vacation spot. It's a destination spot for a lot of places, a lot of tourists there. Okay. We're going to have guests coming in at 7:30 here. We want to talk to that. They're big into the fitness side of our life, of people's lives here in town. But again, the pushback on Trump. And Trump then made an announcement, you know, after Helsinki, where he could have done better. Hey, Putin's coming to the United States. That's just got everybody fired up again. But here's one of the things they don't realize is that. You know, and then Trump said that Obama was a patsy for the Russians. Well, you know, and that, of course,
who said that?
Well, Putin said no. Trump said that. Trump said that Obama was a patsy for the Russians. And here's the thing: is that if you look at rhetoric versus action, okay? Rhetoric versus action. Trump, who has said, you know, he wants to be friends with Putin, and you know, blah blah blah. But you have to look, too, is he gave real war material to Ukrainians. He took on Russia about Syria. He armed, you know, we were back in the units. They went in and killed a variety of people. In Syria. And then we have, I completely lost my thought there. Anyway, so then he's also pushed back, and he's put in sanctions against a lot of Putin's closest friends. Where Mr. Obama, when it came down to Syria, he backed off, and you know, a number of these things. So to hear people calling Trump a treasonous person, accusing him of treason, is really an overdoing of things. I completely lost my train of thought. Somebody walked in, and I just kind of just looked over there. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sorrow, granddad, I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. The trap you and the use you before.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to
well,
C5 Radio.
Good
morning. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And what's the temperature look like, sweetheart?
Well, it's currently 75 degrees. We're going to have 104 today with our lows of 72. And as we progress, tomorrow calls for 101. And Sunday, Sunday will be 102. And Monday, 106, 109. On Tuesday and Wednesday, 108. And Thursday, 107. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment of the show, 2539 Larkspur. You know, John and Sarah Bastiani started this business 9 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, and they've prospered due to the fact they have what their customers want in firearms and all the accessories, the classes, but also on the outstanding customer service they offer to everybody. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah, we were just talking about how, you know, when you're booking a show and somebody, you see the face of somebody and you know they're supposed to be on, but you were thinking, anyway. So that happens. You're just looking.
That's why I lost my train of thought.
Exactly. It happens to everybody. You know, you're thinking like, where are we? But the good news is that Jeff Avery is here. Good morning.
And good morning, Linda and Carl.
And Jeff was the one that was scheduled to be here.
Yes.
That was even better.
Jeff is always really good about being on time, and he's co-hosted here. And oftentimes when you've been busy, Carl, I'll call Jeff, and Jeff has always been a great person to co-host and always finds very exciting guests to be on the show when you're hosting. So you're State Farm guy.
That's correct.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, this is your moment. We want to know a little bit about how you, where you came from and how you got into the insurance field.
Well, that's great. Well, I grew up in Merced, California. I went to school at UC Davis and traveled around a little bit after graduation. And when I landed back in Sacramento, State Farm was hiring into claims. So I ended up in auto claims. And for almost 15 years, got transferred around California, corporate in Bloomington, Illinois, and then Southern California. And after 7 homes and 13 years of marriage, my wife said, we can't do this to our kids anymore. So I switched to the agency side, and we moved to Reading. Actually, next month will be 18 years ago.
Wow. Wow.
And what was exciting about that is it wasn't just insurance. You know, State Farm has a bank. We do, you know, deposit products, CDs, home loans, auto loans, that kind of stuff. And then on top of that, we have mutual funds, investment offerings for college savings plans, retirement, that kind of stuff. So it was able to not only protect what the people have, but also help them grow for those dreams in the future.
Not your daddy's State Farm.
Exactly.
I wasn't aware of the full body of what State Farm does.
The full enchilada.
Yeah.
That you all have.
Yes, yes.
Hey, but, you know, in State Farm, like everybody else, you all, being in California during the fire season, must be just a, well, I don't know, I think it's probably every day you turn on the TV and go, oh my gosh, there goes Shingletown.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially this week, right? All you see is hot, dry conditions, and you see the winds kicking up, and you're just praying and hoping, you know, for everybody's sake that nothing sparks up.
Hey, is it true that you were driving down the road one day and you saw somebody at noon out with a lawnmower and you ran out and you hit him with a bucket of water?
That might be an exaggeration, but
but you would have. Okay, but there are so many fires. We've been having, and I don't know if, I can't say that it's gotten worse since we moved here, but I know it was right after we moved here that we went to a nephew's wedding and came back, and that was the year that we had like 8,000 fires in Shasta County, you know, from all the lightning strikes.
Yeah.
And then it seems like, you know, then a couple of years it'll die down because there's nothing to burn, and then it picks back up again. But it seems like lately, the fire season starts early and it goes late. Is there a fire season anymore?
Well, that's the point that Cal Fire has been talking about. They talk about their seasonal firefighters that used to be 6 or 7 month stint, and all of a sudden it was 8 months and 9 months, and now sometimes those seasonal firefighters, they don't ever get off, or if they do, they have to do it just because of contract issues, right?
Uh-huh.
You're seasonal, so you can't really work for us 52 straight weeks.
Yeah, so you've got to take a week off.
Yeah,
you've got to
take
back.
Some time
By the way,
off
come
and
back.
Come back.
Yeah. What's that do for the insurance companies?
Well, like, you know, we I remember when I first left California, went back to work at corporate in Bloomington, Illinois, the Oakland Hills fire hit. You know, the biggest fire event ever in California. And really for the last 20 years or so, the California Department of Insurance said, yeah, there's never going to be another Oakland Hills fire. You guys don't need as much money in your reserves for your policyholders. Well, they were right. There wasn't another Oakland Hills fire. So the Santa Rosa fire hits, and even for inflation-adjusted dollars, the Santa Rosa fire was 4 times the cost of the Oakland Hills fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So,
well, that burnt down the whole city.
Yeah.
Almost.
Oh, you're talking, depending on what structures you want to look at throughout the 2 or 3 county area there, I think it hit somewhere around 9,000 structures.
Wow. And how many in Oakland Hills-ish?
Boy, that I don't know right off the top of my head.
Was that with the Johns? Was that Tom?
Yes.
That was Ray John.
Yeah, they were at a game.
They were
And they saw this fire. Oh, and it came across. And I mean, her mother, if I can recall correctly, her mother had an art gallery in San Francisco, and I think the gallery was closed, so they had all this artwork in their home.
Went up.
Boom.
Smoke.
Yep.
Yeah. So Okay, so the reserves are down then, right?
Well, what happens?
How does that work?
I mean, I know that for State Farm Insurance, actually State Farm General Insurance Company, those homeowners in California, we entered 2017 with $4 billion in reserves. And between the Santa Rosa fire and the Southern California fires, we paid out over $3.5 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, a lot of people think, wow, you know, that's a big hit. You're down to $500 million. Well, ironically, insurance companies reinsure their losses. They buy insurance.
You all buy insurance from other companies.
Exactly. Mm.
I knew a lady that sold insurance to insurance people.
Yeah.
That, I mean, she worked in for a company in Europe that would, and she would have a party every year for like 25 people that would come in, and because they were all her customers, but they bought insurance. Insurance companies buy an insurance.
Sure.
And it must get a little expensive, though.
Well, yeah, it depends on the risk and what you did. There's always what they call stopgap. You know, an insurance company will say, hey, you know, any one event over $1 billion, let's say, we're going to reinsure that with one company or two companies. And that's what State Farm did. You know, they reinsured, and of the $3.5 billion they paid out, they had $2.5 billion of that come back to them from the reinsurance companies.
I have a question, because I was recently down in Southern California, and my best friend down there, they were in the big North 99. It was 94, 93 Northridge earthquake.
94, yes.
94, and both of she and her husband, who were not together at the time, both their structures were just completely, they were in the epicenter of it all. And I think they said nobody there had earthquake insurance. Why not? You're in L.A.
Yeah, but it was a little different market back then. So at that time, insurance companies offered an endorsement on your homeowner's policy. So you, and everybody had to have it offered. So if you bought homeowner's insurance, you had to sign away that you did not want earthquake insurance, or you had to, you know, sign up for it. So after the Northridge earthquake, which was the biggest loss ever in California for a lot of carriers, the California Earthquake Authority was formed, and it's a quasi-private governmental entity. And so now they insure, you know, 95% of all earthquake policies in California.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, you know, we're talking with Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance guy here in Reading, doing so much for a community leader, a pillar of our community, so many things. I personally want to ask you, and I'm sure Carl will too in our listening audience, is that, well, we live in a place where there is the dam, and I know Carl said that if something about the dam, if the dam broke, how many miles of water would happen?
Somebody told me that it would be like 5 feet by the time, even when it hit Sacramento, it would still be like a 5 foot surge.
That sounds familiar. Yeah, that's exactly.
So, do we think on those terms and think we should have flood insurance?
You know, the vast majority of people that are going to buy flood insurance are in what they would call the 100-year floodplain, and because of the dam, that area has been greatly reduced. I get clients ask me all the time, "What if the dam breaks? What if the dam breaks?" A highly, highly unlikely event, right?
I mean, it would have to be the dam literally, you know, collapses like you drop a building with explosives where it just drops all at one time.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, and we saw, you know, 2 winters ago now,
Orville.
When we saw 80,000. Yeah, well, we saw Orville Dam, and, you know, that was unfortunate. You're talking about, you know, the lack of keeping up a dam.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I want to remind your listeners is that that's the state of California that maintains Orville Dam, right? Shasta Dam is the U.S. government, Bureau of Reclamation. So it's a very different approach in how they maintain their dams.
Well, yeah, and this dam was built to be another, I think it was another 75 feet higher, so that, you know, the base of it and all of this is built for something to be bigger. Now, it doesn't mean that they couldn't have a crack or they couldn't have water escaping, but the plans for something like that is you'd be dumping water fast. You're not going to have the chances of you having that dam just drop are just almost astronomical. They said a 747 could hit it.
Yeah.
It's the way that they built it, and it would withstand that. I mean,
yeah.
It's not
structurally, it's amazing. Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's, you know, it's not going to look the same. But and so you kind of think, why do they get so excited about somebody driving over in a Volkswagen? But
well,
you know what? They got a job. You know what? You know, they don't want to have a number of them coming in.
You're very serious when you cross the dam. Very serious.
I tell you what, when you get down to San Diego and you're in your boat and you're traveling up there in the harbor, and these guys out there, the Navy is very serious about patrolling. They've got a standoff area there. You get close to that, there's somebody in a pontoon boat with machine guns looking at you. I mean, coming up to you, just, you know, smiling, you know, being very nice. Okay. But don't get any closer than this, partner.
So our guest is Jay Faber. We're going to take a break here at State Farm Insurance, the expert on so many things that have to do with, you know, investments and insurance. I want to come back when we come back from this break, and I want to ask you about mortgage insurance.
Right.
People, you know, we have a lot of seniors that are listening to this show this morning. And, just some little helpful hints on maybe some things to look at, that maybe some laws have changed. You're on top of things that maybe people have stayed the same for 20 years, but now they want to look at something different. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to their newest branch, 1845 California Street, and find out how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, your community bank. We'll be right back with Jeff Avery of State Farm.
She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I want to tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council presents their 26th annual Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet Friday, August 3rd at the Event Center at Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy great food, beverages, raffles, and plenty of entertainment. Join in the salute to recognize outstanding members of our community serving those who have served with the Presidential Community Service Award. That's Friday, August 3rd. For information and tickets, contact Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. That's 949-5000.
Good morning. When you're drifting. It's Friday here on KCNR 1460.
It's always Good Friday.
It's good. It's always Friday.
It's always Friday. It's always Good Friday here. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been at this for a couple of decades. He's been to the schools. He has he believes in quality, and his workmanship is quality. Whether it's a little chip, just barely you can see, that's going to spread, or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's right, over 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. Give him a call, 241-8373, or check out his shop at 3208 South Market Street. He doesn't work on corners. He doesn't come out and say, here, let me fix your windshield for a dollar or $25. No. He fixes your windshield. Here's the best thing. If you can't fix it, he tells you, I can't fix this. And he'll give you advice then. Okay. We're here with Jeff Avery.
The other Jeff.
State Farm.
Yeah, I'm Jeff Avery, but Jeff Wurst is the best.
There you go. He is. You know, when it comes to those windshields and stuff. And okay, now, Linda, you had a question about insurance for people's
homes. Well, we've got a lot to cover here. We have 10 minutes. So I wanted to quickly ask you, because I recently had this conversation about mortgage insurance. Like, let's say that you owe money on your house and your spouse dies. And let's say you have life insurance. This is a conversation I had recently with my girlfriend on the way to Las Vegas for the Gold Digger reunion. We 25 years, we never would have talked about, like, what are you doing to invest for your, you know, for your retirement? So we talked about mortgage insurance, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to ask the expert. So I've saved the question for you today. Here, what do you think?
Well, and mortgage insurance is so important, and I hope you're not plotting, you know, Carl's demise, by the way.
I kind of thought that was her plan for the future.
But she didn't ask me in private, so now okay. It's out there. But, you know, when we're young, right, we're in our 20s and 30s, we're indestructible. So nobody thinks about that. Yet you take out a 30-year mortgage on your house, and they don't think, what if one of our, you know, income earners dies? What's going to happen? Well, what happens if you don't plan for that is you're going to have to move out of your house because you can't afford to stay in it typically. I talk with a lot of people. They say, I've got life insurance through work. And the question I always follow up with, well, that's great, Jack. How much? And then there's this big pause, and they don't know. And a lot of times it's just a factor of their income, sometimes 1 year, sometimes 2 years. Well, a lot of times, you know, you get somebody that's making $50,000 a year, and they say, oh, great, I got 2 years. Well, that's $100,000. What's your spouse and kids going to do at the end of 2 years? Because that's 2 years worth of income. And how much is your mortgage? Well, I got $200,000 on my mortgage. Well, that $100,000 isn't going to pay it off then. Let's talk about some options to supplement that so that your spouse and your kids can stay in this house. You know, because that's a big deal. You know, not only have you lost your loved one, but now all of a sudden you're looking at having to move unexpectedly. I mean, how traumatic is, you know, two out of the five big stressors in your life, right? Loss of a loved one and having to change locations where you live. You can address that very inexpensively through life insurance.
For your that's specifically for your mortgage.
You can do that. When they have mortgage, quote unquote, mortgage insurance, it's called decreasing term insurance, and it's going down at the same rate your mortgage is going down. The ironic part about that, it costs just as much typically as a 20 or 30 year term policy that is not decreasing. So if you start with a $200,000 loan and you got mortgage insurance, by the time you end of 30 years, it's down to zero. Well, for maybe a dollar or so more a month, you can get a level $200,000 term. So that even if, you know, 15 years down the road, you've paid off a third of the mortgage, then you still have extra cash for your spouse and kids for whatever.
Yeah, your house is paid off and you have extra money.
Exactly.
How do you do, you know, because we talked about during the break that home insurance is going up. And the reason home insurance goes up, one of the reasons is look up in the air and we have the smoke everywhere. So it's like auto policies. Never had a wreck. Linda's never had a wreck. My auto policy still goes up because of California. So what can people do, and, you know, that you can tell people to do that would help keep their home safe, but also help some costs, maybe right. cost savings?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, part of it's the fire risk, but also it has to do with supply and demand of materials and labor. And you got to remember, last year we also had two major hurricanes hit the continental U.S. Mm-hmm. So that's a flood of materials that go down to the south coast and, you know, or south of U.S.,
yeah, sure.
or, you know, Atlantic coast,
yeah,
Gulf
Texas
coast, all that.
Yeah.
So when there's a higher demand for those materials, it drives up the price, right? Supply and demand. And then you get something that happens locally, like the California fires, and all of a sudden contractors can make 50% more, 100% more by going into those devastated areas because there's a big demand. Well, to get them to stay and work on your house, you're going to pay 15 to 20% more here. So that helps to drive the cost up. Then the other thing you want to do is it's very important that at least every 5 years, and if you're better, every 3 years, you should get together with your insurance agent and review and make sure that the coverage on your house is keeping up with what you've done to the house and what the cost is to build it. Now, most policies have a cost of inflation rider, basically. Mm-hmm. And inflation is really the inflation on
yeah.
the materials and contractors. But if you forget that, oh, I had it on a permanent patio cover, or, you know, I got tired of that old shag carpet from the 70s and I put in, you know,
new shag
tile,
carpet.
Yeah, new shag carpet, the non-gold. But you put in tile or hardwood floor,
yeah.
that changes the cost of rebuilding. You want to make sure that you've got the right cost so that if something devastating does happen to your house, that you've got that covered. And then to address the part about how to hold your cost down, you know, when my wife and I first got married, we literally had $1,000 in the bank after buying a house. We had a $250 deductible. You know, that was the retained amount we were going to pay if something happened to our house. By the time we moved to Redding, it was up to $1,000, and we shortly after that changed it to a $4,000 deductible because we could afford to pay it, and I didn't want to pay the higher premiums that the $1,000 deductible cost. So I encourage clients and friends and family members, no matter who they're with, is that what you want to do is make sure you protect yourself against that devastating type loss. You know, if you had a $400,000 house to rebuild and you've only got $300,000 of coverage, you're going to be in a world of hurt, right? That's a $100,000 shortfall. But, Carl, are you going to lose sleep if you raise your deductible from $1,000 to $2,000 or $1,000 to $3,000 if you've lost a $400,000 house?
No. And, in fact, that becomes insignificant in the overall scheme. And I see what you're saying. What people, they, oh, gosh, what if something, you know, something breaks a window or something and it's only $10,000, I'm out for $4,000. What you've got to be looking at is the big one.
Right,
there.
Right.
So, and really a $4,000 deductible then is nothing.
No, and by raising it, you know, from $1,000 to $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000,
yeah.
you're saving, you know, $100 or a couple hundred dollars a year. And over the long haul, you're going to save that difference in deductible. But the biggest thing is that's going to help you, you know, you're playing against a devastation type loss. That's
mm-hmm.
what you're protecting. You're not worried about, like you said, I had a broken window or 10 feet of fence came down in a windstorm. Well, that's a minor loss overall.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, and that's the kind of thing that you have to look at for a, you know, for a devastation as opposed to a minor thing. So you're saving, you know, you're spending, you know, you want to say, oh, I only want to have $1,000 deductible when indeed I can't. We've never even used our deductible in our house.
Right, right.
I mean, so when you think about it.
And the other thing is, you know, there's some gee whiz coverages now for mm-hmm. homeowners policies. One of the things that everybody talks about is the identity theft, you know, something happens and
yeah.
your information stolen. People are setting up credit cards and, you know, auto loans in your name out elsewhere. Well, our company with State Farm, we offer that coverage for $25 a year. Doesn't matter if there's one person or 10 in the house, we protect you against identity theft. So that if something does happen, our company will do all the work to get your credit frozen, get it cleaned up. It takes about 60 to 100 hours of effort to get everything cleaned up, and the claims department takes care of that.
Yeah.
So for a little over $2 a month, you don't have to stress about that anymore.
You just turn it in.
Yeah, if it happens, then you get taken care of.
Okay, we're here with Jeff Avery. Hey, Jeff, how do people get a hold of you?
You know what? You can call us at 530-243-4600 or look us up. Really simple, www.jeffavery.net.
Okay.
.net.
Thanks, Jeff.
What are you into next, Jeff? I mean, what are you doing this summer?
You know,
about 30 seconds to
you know
tell
what?
Us.
My oldest daughter just had our first grandchild,
Aww.
Little Hudson. So, you know, I actually got to feed him for the first time Wednesday. So I got to feed him. So I think it's going to be enjoying that grandson.
Did you feel an instant bonding with this job?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It's, you know what? I was so surprised that when I held my granddaughter, the day she was born, it was like, boom, it was like my own daughter. And it's amazing. And then it was several months before I could hold my grandson because I was deployed. When I came back and swung through there, when I held him, he was still a baby. And it was the same thing.
Yeah,
it was like, wow.
It's just something. It's just like holding your firstborn all over again.
It is. So, well, congratulations.
Aww. Thank you.
Okay, hey, look, when we Dr. Kara Tennant will be joining us right after the break here, right after the news. Everybody, so kind of like take a deep breath, take a little sip of coffee, and join us right after the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
On a lake near Branson, Missouri, looking for four people who are missing after a tourist boat capsized and sank last evening in stormy weather. Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader says 13 people are confirmed dead.
There was actually a Stone County Sheriff's deputy on the boat. He was in the water rescuing people. There was also some of the staff from Branson Bell, I believe, and trying to help the rescue.
14 people survived, including 7 who were injured when the boat went down in winds of up to 65 miles per hour. Parts of central Iowa have been blasted by a series of tornadoes that swept through yesterday afternoon. Catherine Story tells WOI-TV she saw the dark clouds start to thicken up, knew some nasty weather was at hand.
Probably about 3 o'clock, we saw 2 funnel clouds. They were dropping really quickly. We saw electricity flickering real bad, and then a lot of debris coming up in the air, and that's when we started to evacuate.
At least 17 people injured, buildings were destroyed in several towns. Congressional reaction to a possible second Russia summit has been predictably cool.
Members from both sides of the aisle expressing reservations over the president's invitation to Vladimir Putin to come to Washington this fall. California Democrat Eric Swalwell telling CNN directly Putin should not be in this country. Texas Republican John Cornyn saying maybe in a year or two. West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito suggesting letting the dust settle from Helsinki first. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell noting that if Putin comes to Washington, he's not likely to get that traditional invite to address a joint meeting of Congress.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. On Wall Street this hour, stocks modestly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 25 points. The NASDAQ ahead 29, and the S&P 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
WhatsApp limiting its service in India after false messages and rumors resulted in more than a dozen deaths.
More than 200 million Indians are on WhatsApp, and they forward more messages to each other than users in any other country. But after the rapid spread of false accusations and deceptive videos led to a series of mob lynchings, WhatsApp announced that Indian users would only be able to pass on messages to 5 further chats. The company said it would also remove the forwarding button that appears next to photos and videos. The move comes after WhatsApp was chastised by the Indian government, which ordered that it immediately contain the spread of hoaxes.
That's the BBC's Joe Miller. A South Korean court sentenced former South Korean President Park Geun-hye to an additional 8 years in prison for abusing state funds and violating election law. He now faces a prospect of more than 3 decades behind bars. News and analysis at townhall.com. An electrical storm is brewing in Puerto Rico.
10 months after Hurricane Maria destroyed the territory's electric grid, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority is in chaos, and more than $1 billion in federal funds meant to strengthen the rickety system have gone unspent. Two chief executive officers and four board members have resigned in less than a week in a messy fight over how much the bankrupt agency should pay its CEO. The fourth CEO lasted less than 24 hours on the job last week before resigning amid public outrage over his $750,000 salary. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Officials confirm that one of two children bitten in the leg off New York's Fire Island was bitten by a shark. The State Department of Environmental Conservation says a tooth fragment removed from a 13-year-old boy's leg is consistent with a shark's tooth. Although it could not determine what species of shark it was due to the condition of the tooth. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of July, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Same great customer service. What's it look like for weather?
Well, it's currently 78 degrees. Jared's going to be moving the temperatures. Okay, well, mine says 78, so meh. Because there's, like, different temperatures, like, varying degrees of about 8 degrees in Redding between the airport or wherever. So 78 degrees in down in the downtown studios. And our highs today will be 104. Tonight will be mostly clear with around 72. Saturday calls for partly cloudy with our temperatures around 101. And Sunday will be 102, and Monday will be 106. And Tuesday, 109, Wednesday, 108, and Thursday, 107. So, yes, we're still in the heat wave ahead of us. This weekend will be just slightly cooler. Remember to stay hydrated. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And now let's go to the phones to Susan Eastman, who's our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, major averages have moved in positive territory after a rough start this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points at 25,077. The S&P 500 is positive a point at 2,805. The NASDAQ Composite gaining 24 points at 7,849. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, GE down 50 cents at $13.23. Skechers down 20 cents, trading at $29.37. Bank of America up 22 cents at $29.90. Local stocks of interest, Target down 44 cents at $78.02. UPS off 71 cents, trading at $112.12. PG&E down 30 cents at $41.96 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.85%. And for commodities, gold is up $5.83 an ounce at $1,229, silver up 12 cents at $15.51 per ounce, and crude oil off 50 cents at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Susan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. I can't wait for this whole week of hot.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I just want to go out.
I love Linda's weather report.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to put a sweater on.
I know. Have a great weekend,
thank
guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC. 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give Susan a call at 243-7561. Maybe it's been a while since you looked at your investments. Maybe you need maybe some new ideas. Give Susan a call. Speaking of new ideas, Dr. Kara Tennant has joined us.
From Care Animal Hospital.
That's right.
The woman in charge.
Last Friday, she was out on the golf course slamming it. So what did your team do?
What did we shoot?
Yeah.
Well, Two over?
Mm.
Oh. I know. It's a rough day. It was really hot.
Who's on your team?
With my dad and then a guy that I work out with at the gym and his son.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So That was cool.
And then my mom rode with us, and she kept score for us.
She That's kept cool. score. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a great event.
Was it full 18 holes?
Did you stay for the lunch?
I did. I know.
We're in the same room, and I didn't even see you.
What happened?
Did you see me?
No.
Okay. Well, it's not even that big. I mean, of course, when we came back in, we were one of the last group back in, right? And it was kind of like, and you're right, it had been hot. And, I mean, it was hot. And you go in, and there's a table over there with ice water. Oh, I'm going to sit at the table with this ice water. Oh, there's pulled pork. Oh, okay, I'm going to go over and get a pulled pork sandwich. Sat down again. I'm sure they gave away. They said, oh, this is who won in this. I just got up at that point. We all kind of just walked out, you know, because we were finished.
We were second to last.
Oh.
But we weren't last.
We were three under.
Oh, nice.
And we did not have a ringer with us. Some of those guys had guys that were driving on a par five or driving almost all the way up to the green. There's something wrong with a person like that. Did you see the longest drive?
I did.
Did you see how far you hit
it? It was almost to the green.
You could you could have used a putter to get onto the green from that this guy. And he's not that huge.
Mm.
And the guy that he beat was going, he's not that big. I heard him say it to his dad. The guy's not that big. I was walking behind him, and the guy was mad. Because the guy that was finished second was a big guy, you know. And I heard him say, he's not that big. He drove that bar past me. And I went by, yeah, like 20 yards.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. He'll probably hunt me down. Okay. But it was a great event. Amy told us that they made more money. They made more this time than they ever have.
Oh,
which
wonderful!
Is great.
Oh, great!
It's really super because we know where the money goes to. This is not going for salaries and stuff like this. They're building that new kitty nursery. They're doing the other things there. We're approaching the no kill designation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you work out there and you know volunteer your time and stuff. So
let's switch gears into Care Animal Hospital and what's been happening and what you, you always bring such wonderful information to us about our pets and what to be looking for in the heat, what the heat does and so on and so forth. So what did you bring today that you would like to talk about?
I wanted to talk about water safety for your pets because it's so hot. Everybody's going out. We're going to the lakes. Going to the river, and we're taking our pets with us, which is great because it helps keep our pets cool, it helps keep us cool. But there are some things that you need to watch for when you're going out there with your pet. So first of all, you need to make sure your pet knows how to swim, especially if you're going to be out on the water. And you don't want to just throw your pet in and see what happens. You want to, you know, go to a shallow area, take them in, get them used to the water before you dive right in.
Some dogs can't swim.
There are some dogs that can't swim, so it's an old wives' tale that that says every dog can swim.
That's right. They get out there, and they flail around, and they sink.
That's right.
So just like some
dangerous people.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously dangerous.
Okay, so then we take Elk Killer out. We should take her out and put her in shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to pick her up and put her in shallow water.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
She's not going to just walk into shallow water.
Well, we already know that for us personally, we're not taking her anywhere because she overheats, so... She's not going anywhere except for to the doggy park early in the mornings because
we could drag her behind the boat.
No, she's so anyway for other people with pets. You're staying in water safety. So have you seen incidences with lately?
So you know what I've seen. I haven't seen any knock on wood drownings.
But you did last year. I think you did last year.
I could have. I probably blocked it out.
Yeah, yeah.
The really tough stuff.
Yeah. I know. Absolutely. I get it. I get it. So,
but I see a lot of diarrhea. I see vomiting from pets swallowing the water, and so that's another thing you need to watch for. You need to watch for where your pet is going, and make sure it's not, you know, green water or brown water, or you know, you worry about the blue green algae, which is incredibly toxic to dogs. And so you want to try to keep them from drinking water. And I know it's really, really tough. And the best way to do that is to keep them hydrated. So make sure you bring water for them, you know, give them water when they're on shore. And then, you know, and then you can let them in the water. And there are some dogs that are going to drink it, but they're going to have the same symptoms as if we decided we were going to drink some water in the lake or the river. You know, it's not, we're going to get pretty sick probably.
Right.
I find it so interesting about why... It seems to me when I was a kid, or younger, I should say, when I was out hunting, I drink water out of the river. I never got sick. You know, but they were streams, you know, they were fast-flowing streams.
Mm-hmm. Like in the hills?
In the hills. But I drink water out of that all the time. I never got sick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't, you know, but was there because what's changed?
So, but you mean, potentially you can still drink water out of fast-flowing streams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you have an animal that urinates in that stream, you know, then you're going to be exposed to that, especially something like leptospirosis, which we've chatted about in the past.
Yeah.
But lakes, you know, they're kind of sitting around.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, you know, they can be toxic
mm-hmm.
for this. Okay.
That's why you can, when you're swimming, you're swimming in, like, just say Lake Shasta, you can get an ear infection or any of those things, or you get a cold because in your orifices, hello, am I wrong?
Nope, you're right.
Okay, hey, we're with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're talking about
what happens in your orifice.
No, that's not what we were talking about. Maybe during the break. A quarter after 8 here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heat and Air. Been in the business for over 25 years. All makes and models of heating and cooling systems. You know what? They have been voted best in North State. They're the only ones that handle our appliances. I was going to say our equipment, but not after what you said. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant and Linda after I wash her mouth out.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This 40-50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and I'm not even going to tell you what was discussed during the break. 79 degrees, going up to 104 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Good people down there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. We're talking about keeping your dogs, you know, kind of watching out when you take your dogs to the lake or the river or the ocean. They can drink too much water. Some dogs can't swim. You need to find out if your animal can swim before you just kind of like jump into the lake with them, because then you're trying to rescue them. Or even worse, the dog climbs over. I've seen the video where the dog comes over and wants to use you as a platform and pushes you under the water. So it was called Trying to Kill My Sister-in-Law. So anyway, what other things we have going here today?
Yeah, so continuing on the water safety. So in that vein, you want to get a personal flotation device for your dog, even if they're such an amazing swimmer, because dogs will just go out and they'll swim and they'll swim and they'll just keep going and they don't care because they love it so much. They're playing ball. They're, you know, running around, and they will get tired. And then that's where we'll see drowning. So even if your dog is an amazing swimmer, you know, please get a flotation device for them. They make life jackets for them. You can find them pretty much anywhere, and they're always a good idea. Even I have them for my dogs, too.
I think, you know, this is going to be a weird question, but not really. Can you do CPR on a dog like you would a person?
You absolutely can.
Okay. So yeah. The same thing with the nose and the breathing and the pressing on the... Okay. Yeah. Well, you think that you were going to try to expel any water that they would take in?
Yeah, so you can do pretty much any of the same life-saving procedures that you do on a human. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, like the Heimlich maneuver and CPR.
Mm-hmm.
Their heart rates are obviously faster than ours are almost always, unless you have a massive dog like a Mastiff or King Corso or a Great Dane, and their heart rates are going to be closer to what ours are, about, you know, 60 to 80 beats a minute. So when you're thinking about CPR and you're doing chest compressions, you basically want to do that as fast as you can, because you physically can't really, you know, press faster than what their heart can beat, if that makes sense. So you have, say a Labrador or like a Beagle. I mean, their heart rate's probably going to be about 80 to 100. And if you think about how many times you're going to be compressing in a minute, you're going to be just going. And so, you know, for humans, you sing the song, you know, Staying Alive, Staying Alive. And that's about the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's about the same beat as your, yeah, I know.
Staying alive.
Well, that, I mean, right. That's something that will always stay with.
Let's try it on you.
You know, when you're at school and it says, think of an orange as being orange, you know, I mean, that's a visual that will stay mm-hmm. with me now. Just, I know it's very simplistic, but it's
now,
true.
The other thing about this is you don't have to be breathing in my mouth all the time. You just have to keep that heart going,
mm-hmm.
keep the oxygen going through mm-hmm. until somebody gets there. Feel free, though. To lock your mouth on mine.
We're talking about pets, but okay.
No.
All right.
Dr. Kara Tennant is giving CPR classes up at Care Animal
right.
Hospital. She wants to make sure the homeless population is okay.
But humans and animals, right?
There you go. I'd like to see it do a little chihuahua.
Which
song is that?
Well, there's no song that fits that. You know, you're using your thumb and your fingers on either side of their chest, and you're compressing as fast as you can.
And you've done this before, of course.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, all sizes. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Moving along from CPR, because that's depressing.
We just want happy things here. Okay,
so happy things. How about fishing gear? So fishing gear is something that we see all the time that animals get into. And so you have to be really, really careful.
Hooks.
Hooks, especially hooks and fishing line. And they're
Did they eat the fishing line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh. So they'll eat whatever's on the end, whether it's, you know, whatever kind of bait you have.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swallow so now they have the, so they have the hook. Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh. It gets stuck everywhere. So mouth, nose, throat, they'll swallow it.
Oh.
What do you do then?
It could be really dangerous.
A hook. You have to go in after it?
Mm-hmm. You have to go in after it.
On the hook because it'll...
Because it's not going anywhere. It's just going to...
It's perforated. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's got those little barbs on the end. So that's just going to hang out.
Jeez. So are you talking kitties or doggies?
Well, I mean, it's going to be both.
That really...
Really. But there aren't a lot of people that are going to take their cats out to the lake. But if you live near the river or any, you know, any place where people fish, then you have to watch for that, too, because cats like to eat.
Well, they'll leave stuff out in your garage.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know.
Yeah. Or at home, like if you're tying flies, you really have to be careful with your cats, especially, because they
something
love
we don't
that
even
stuff.
Think about. I wonder if that's happened to anybody of our listeners. Like, you know, your puppies,
you know,
get into everything. We know puppies automatically. 2 years, you might as well realize that
You know what? I could just see a lab sitting there with a hook through its mouth and the cork. And it's, you know, it's holding the cork in its mouth and the hook through its jaw.
It happens all the time.
Well, when you see your dog, if you've ever been lived in the country and you see your dog filled with porcupine needles and they're just looking at you, you're just thinking, oh, no. Oh, and you probably see that. Have you been seeing that? Have they been out? Like, have you seen porcupine needles lately?
Do you know? I've never seen a dog with porcupine needles.
In here, and we live in the country.
Here. Mm. I don't know. Are there porcupines here?
Yeah, but you'd have to get further up. I think further up higher and out mm-hmm. further. Find them.
Okay.
So, So fishing gear can also can be a problem to your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they're inquisitive and they get in there and they're wanting to play, and especially younger ones. And all of a sudden, now you've got 100 yards of fishing line in their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you do if it's just a fishing line? Do you have to like help it pass through, or is it will it?
So you have to really try to go get it. Sometimes line will pass through, but the problem with fishing line is it will create something called a linear foreign body. So what will happen is it will get stuck in the stomach, and then, you know, one part will be stuck in the stomach, and then the rest of it will start traveling through the small intestine. And the small intestine moves like an accordion because it's moving things through. But if it's stuck at the beginning, then it's trying to move things through. Then it kind of shrinks up and becomes, it looks like an accordion. And then you have the line that actually acts as a knife that cuts through the small intestine.
Okay.
Okay.
So incredibly dangerous.
Wow.
And that's surgical. And
You think your dog has swallowed this, this is something take to the vet right mm-hmm. then. Can you X-ray it and all this?
We can't see it on an X-ray.
Because you can't see it on an X-ray.
So what we're looking for is looking for the gas patterns in the intestines.
Oh,
wow.
Is the gas pattern normal? Because fishing line won't show up. Hook will, though.
I have a quick story. When I don't wear knee highs very often, but the one time I did, when Snooki was a puppy, all of a sudden, and my parents were visiting. I think it was Easter. Do you remember this, Carl?
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden, my dad said, didn't you just have, he noticed it because he's Mr. Noticed the Spot on your dress 5 miles away. So didn't you just have two, you know, some knee high was on the floor. All of a sudden, one's gone. Well, my little dog, Snooki, or Elk Killer, obviously went around the corner and swallowed that thing, ate it and swallowed it. So 2 or 3 days later, I'm worried. Come on, she couldn't have done that. She's like, what? Not even one? Like, maybe she's 5 months? So she ends up regurgitating all of the food that you've been eating inside of that knee high. So it does happen.
I had to grab the knee high and get it away from her because she wanted it back. No, don't eat the knee high.
My God. So lucky she vomited
it out. Yeah, we are. We really are.
Oh, okay.
If she's little, that wouldn't have passed through.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it was. It's.
So anyway, two really helpful things that I, you know, right, that you told me. The fishing line is amazing. And also getting water, what are they called? Like a water for your dog.
A personal flotation device.
A personal.
A PFD.
Well, you know what? People that hunt Duck hunt, goose hunt.
Yes.
They do that with their dogs.
Yes.
They'll put a vest on it that will help them because
they spend a lot of money on mm-hmm. those dogs.
Well,
to help.
It's not just that. It's that, you know, this is also their dog.
They're part of their team.
Their dog will go out. Maybe sometimes a far way,
mm-hmm.
and because they're breeding, they're going to turn around and go right mm-hmm. back out. When they have that flotation device, it's like people in triathlons. It used to be you could not use a wetsuit in a triathlon. It was just bare skin out there. And then they started, you know, people allowing them to wear wetsuits. Well, I think the times went down because you floated better and all this. Well, with the dog, it's the same thing. It'll save its life when it gets out there too far and before you can get it back.
Well, it makes sense. And in that sport, you know, your dog is part of your team, and you're thinking about that. When people take their dogs out, it's their pet, it's their loved one, maybe they don't think about the fact, oh, you're a dog, you're a lab, you can swim. But, you know, well, let's talk a little bit about ocean dogs in the ocean, too.
Yeah, I remember what happened in Jaws.
Well, when they chase the wave back and forth and they're out there, that gets tiring. They can get pulled down underneath.
We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. This portion of the show brought to you
by Four Winds Jewelry, located on Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places to go for estate jewelry. And we've been going there for years since we've come to Redding. In fact, they made our wedding rings.
That's right. We'll be right back. It is 8:30 here on the 20th of July, 2018. 79 degrees, going up to 104 today. We'll be right back.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
That's right. This is what you put staying alive when you're trying to, like, give CPR to your dog. And I will never forget. Never forget this song. I mean, this, doesn't this song make you happy?
Hey, Jared, lay down. I'm going to try this on
about
you.
About
I'm going to try it on you, man.
This era. I know I was born in the right. I always think, oh, I was born in a different era. Should have been born 20 or 30 years earlier because I love vintage. Everything vintage, you know, from the 30s and the 40s. But I love that. Hey, we're here with Kara Tennant, who is, God, one of the...
Portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop.
Let me finish.
Well, I know, but you know what? I've got to stay online here. Then
you interrupted
show.
Me.
Sorry.
Kara Tennant, who is with Care Animal Hospital, and she is a veterinarian over there. We love having her be our guest for... Yeah, she runs the place, and it's just so wonderful to have her. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, where I got my haircut yesterday, every one of them. And a big shout-out to D.C. I hope you're feeling better, buddy. I had a shoulder operated on. And so I found a place to drop off 2 tons of magazines.
Oh, is that where you took them?
I have dropped off
good.
2 huge bags of magazines.
I said, Carl, are you hoarding? No, this is ridiculous. The whole corner was filled to the almost the ceiling with magazines that were all hunting, fishing, filled in straw. Well, I don't even
cat
know if they're...
fancier.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a lot of cat fancier magazines. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and we're talking about, one, that dogs don't necessarily know how to swim, so make sure they know how to swim. They're not drinking a lot of lake water because they can get sick just like you do. And a personal flotation device. And during the break, we were seeing her little lab, her brand-new 4-month-old lab, out there at the lake with being paddle boarding, but had his own personal flotation device on. So you practice what you preach.
I do.
Yep.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Okay. And, okay, where are we going now?
You know, we were going to go to Lyme disease. Because I'm actually seeing, you know, in the last couple of years, we've been testing a combination test, not only heartworm disease, but also tick-borne disease. So we test for Lyme or Ehrlichia and Anaplasma, and that's standard for every year. And we used to just do the heartworm test by itself. But since we started testing for tick-borne disease, we're seeing a lot more of that. And now I'm seeing a lot more Lyme disease. And, you know, coming from Virginia, where I would see 3 to 5 cases a week, and then moving here, where I saw 1 in a year, now we're seeing more.
What is Lyme disease?
So Lyme disease...
For people would know.
Yeah.
Because you see it all the time.
Yeah, so Lyme disease is a bacteria that a tick carries. And so what happens is the tick will get on the pet or get on you and bite you and inject that bacteria into your body. And that bacteria is a Lyme bacteria. And so what it causes is a whole variety of issues. So it causes fever, lethargy, joint pain, kidney disease. You know, it can make people really sick. It can make dogs really sick. Cats don't really react to it, so we don't, at least as of right now, we're not really seeing it in cats, but dogs and humans, we see it. And it can be preventable, and that's kind of the biggest thing, at least in dogs, it can be preventable. And the FDA, actually, I was reading yesterday, they just released an announcement that they are labeling one of the oral flea and tick preventatives as prevention for Lyme. Which is important because we do have a Lyme vaccine and it's, you know, it's pretty effective, but a lot of people don't want to give, you know, a whole lot of vaccines. And we actually don't give a lot of Lyme vaccines, even though we do have it. I think it is so awesome that this oral flea and tick preventative actually can prevent tick-borne disease. So what that does is it it will kill the tick and inactivate the bacteria before it has a chance to get into the dog.
Okay.
Which is just so cool.
You know, and you're talking about tick diseases here, and we've talked about what happened to you back on the East Coast that we just saw last month on the news, too, where there's a certain tick that will put this a virus into your body, which means when you try to eat red meat, your body rejects it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people get over it, some people don't. So
this just hit the news recently.
I know. Because because we don't see a lot of Lone Star ticks on
the
West
Coast. Yeah, Lone Star ticks, yeah.
You know, they're from kind of the middle of the state's east.
Could that have been like a traveling with a pet, maybe somebody bringing their pet from Texas or from that area?
Yep.
Well, people are traveling a lot with their pets, and I was thinking about this recently when it was 111 the other day, and people are coming from, you know, their cars are filled with, you know, the paddle boards and the camping gear, and the back window is turned down because they've got the big dog with the head out the window. And I'm thinking about traveling in a car. You're kind of, if you're going to have your pet in this kind of weather, you're kind of stuck. What do you do in the heat, you know, when you're traveling like that?
You have to go through drive-thrus. You know, you can't even pull over and grab a bite to eat, you know, at a restaurant for an hour. I mean, it is just so hot that even, you know, 10 minutes in the car is just dangerous.
It's too much. It's too much. I know you see them, and I know you don't like talking about it. People are trying to bring in their dogs that have been in there too long. And, you know, there's all types of, I think people are alert to it, but, you know, it still happens. You see a baby left in the back seat for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And then somebody says, well, we should have something that you just throw in the back seat so it reminds you that you got something back there. And I thought, you got a baby back there.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I mean, doesn't, you know, if you throw what? Your wallet? Is that what it's going to take or something like that?
Your phone or your purse.
Your phone or your purse or your wallet. Maybe that's it. But there ought to be.
I think somebody should
do it to dogs because people think, I'm only going to be in there for 5 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes. That car is still cool. 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Or they'll forget, too.
Yeah.
And it's easy. If you change your routine and you have your dog in the back and the dog is, say, sleeping, and then you forget you have your dog in the back. I mean, it's easy to do. So.
Well, that's what's happened to people. It's like the father takes the child with him, and he doesn't do that. And he just gets out of his car because he's thinking about
routine.
Work. He just got out of his routine, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So now Lyme disease, where what are you seeing? What do we need to, like, spend the next 15 minutes? Care Animal Hospital, your location at the top of Hilltop, right next to the car wash, and you guys have extended your hours. So let's talk about your hours.
Well, we're going to be shortening them as of August 1st.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Because we lost a doctor, so now we just have two full-time and one part-time. And just between us, the three of us,
that
we just can't
that.
Fill all those hours
until you pull
without burning us out.
Yeah,
so.
Until you pull another bed.
Well,
so
we're just going to close an hour earlier during the week. So instead of 7, we're going to close at 6 starting August 1st.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, and we'll still be open the weekends, 8 to 12.
That's a big thing on the weekends because dogs never get sick during the week.
Right.
It's always like 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. And,
for holiday.
And then it's like they eat something, and now they're rolling around in the ground.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break here. Let's take an early break because when we come back, some of the other things that you wanted to talk about, and we also want to warn them about the foxtails one more time.
Ooh.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers can assist. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet.
Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time, stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Loverboy has been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the Event Center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high-energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of arena rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold-out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Okay, now this is not a song you'd use for chest compressions because it'd be like thump, thump, thump.
It's one of your favorite songs.
It is my favorite
when
song.
When I was
though.
In Vegas, there was this band that did 80s and they were so good. And the guy sang, and I just had to videotape the whole thing.
I just wish I could have been there to sing along.
Yeah.
Okay, 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 20th of July, 2018. It's 81 degrees. It's going up to 104. It's going to be in the mid-hundreds like this, 104, 106, 107 during the weekend. And it's kind of cooling off a little bit. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Our guest today is Dr. Kara Tennant of Care Animal Hospital, and we've talked about taking your dog to the lake, that all dogs can't swim, so you need to try them out first in shallow water. Get them a flotation device, just like you do kids, because if they fall off, especially the younger ones, you may lose them that way. The flea and tick medicine you give your animal can also save them from getting Lyme disease for dogs. That cats sit there and kind of cover their mouth and laugh at humans and dogs because cats don't get Lyme disease. And now we wanted to talk about lumps.
Lumps.
Is that what you said? I did not hear that.
Yeah, because I get every day somebody will ask me about a growth on their dog or if I can look at all these lumps on their dog. And so I just wanted to kind of go over and give some advice on what to be concerned about and bring your pet to the vet immediately or, you know, what is safe to kind of watch. And so location is really important when you have a growth on your dog. And so if you're, you know, if you see a growth on the face, the ears, the feet, the tail, those are growths that if they get bigger, they can be really, really tough to remove. And so if you think about trying to cut out a growth, you need to have enough skin to be able to close it, or you have to do some advanced surgical techniques. And so if you can catch it smaller and bring that to your vet, then your vet can have that removed, especially if it's bothering the dog. So, and whether it's cancerous or not, if it's bothering the dog, you need to have that removed. Lumps in the armpit area and in the inguinal area, so that's kind of the groin region. If those get very, very large, they can inhibit your dog's ability to move around, you know, to move the legs back and forth. And so you want to have those removed before they get really big also. And so what you want to do is when you're feeling your pet, and cats get lumps too, and so it's important to feel, you know, both your dog and your cat or whatever animals you have, and note the locations of these growths and the sizes and the shapes and their consistency. So if you have like a really nice, soft, mobile growth that you can kind of pick it up in your fingers and you can roll it around and it's nice and soft, you know, most likely that's a fatty growth or a lipoma, and, you know, not something to be too concerned about. But all growths should be checked by your veterinarian, because I have seen growths where I've thought, you know, this is lipoma, this is benign. And then when I've aspirated it, so when I've stuck a needle in it, looked at the cells underneath the microscope, it's something cancerous.
Mm.
And so you do want to have them checked. And then once you have it checked and your vet says, okay, so this is a benign fatty tumor or this is a lipoma, then what you do is you watch it for changes in consistency. So if it's nice and soft and you roll it through your fingers and all of a sudden you feel something that is like a rock or a hard pea-like feeling, you want to take them back immediately, because there can always be another growth within the growth.
Okay.
Okay. So also, if you have a growth that ruptures or ulcerates, that's important to take to your vet, because it's incredibly difficult for those to heal and seal back over like they were, you know, probably before, you know, before they ruptured, and so those should probably be removed. And it's always a good idea to have them biopsied, because that's the best way to know if this growth is cancerous or not. And that will tell us, as the veterinarian, how that growth is going to behave. You know, is this going to be something that's going to spread to the rest of the body and metastasize? Is it something that's going to pop up in other locations? Or is this something where if you remove it with good margins, it's never going to come back again? And that goes for any growth on your pet. And really firm growths, growths that you can't pick up and move, especially in a cat, take them to your vet immediately, because you really, really worry about cancer. And they can be all sorts of cancers. You know, they can get fibrosarcomas, mast cell tumors, basal cell tumors, all sorts of types of tumors that your vet needs to chat with you about.
So, they almost get cancers easier than humans.
No, I don't think it's easier than humans. They get a lot of the same cancers.
But they, you know, a lot of times it's lifestyle. Is for people. I mean, is that true? Is that just my thought? Because some people smoke and, you know, they do things mm-hmm. that, but, or is it mainly you're in your DNA or it's your heredity? Because I had one doctor say, you know, he was smoking. Maybe it's because he was smoking. But he said, if anybody in your family had cancer, I went, no. He goes, man, you don't have to worry about it as much. But is it kind of a heredity thing if it's in the line in the animals?
Genetics has a huge impact.
Mm.
And especially breeds like golden retrievers, labs, and boxers. And those are, when I'm thinking about dog breeds and cancers, those are the three breeds that really pop up in my mind.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it because they're, it's not because the way they're interbred, or they're just out of one couple of lines or something?
So we don't know. We're studying that. So right now there's the largest lifetime study going on, and it's by the Morris Foundation, and they're studying golden retrievers. And so they have thousands of these golden retrievers that can trace their lineage back, mm-hmm. I don't know, I don't remember how far, but it's far.
It has to be a long time.
Right. Yeah. And then they're following the life. And this is as they're going, because a lot of these studies are retrospective. So that means that, you know, the pet lives and then the pet dies. And then we look at all the data and say, okay, so this pet was neutered at 6 months old and he developed a splenic tumor. So he's going to be more likely to have cancer. So neutered dogs at 6 months old are more likely to have cancer. Well, you can't always do that. You have to, you know, you have to follow someone through their lifetime and then look at the data rather than looking at all these dogs that have passed away from cancer and then look back and see what they have in common. So that study is still going. You know, we still have some of these Goldens that are still alive, but I think they're older, you know, they're like 14, 15. And then they're going to go back and see if they can find where this cancer is coming from, and can they isolate it? Because golden retrievers and labs, you know, they like to get splenic cancers. They like to get lymphoma, you know, some of these really nasty, nasty cancers. Boxers are the same way.
Well, you're listening to Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital. It's so great to have you on the show. It's always interesting. We learn something. And finally, can we talk about this crisis with foxtails? What's happening in the city of Reading or the outlying areas?
Foxtails are some of the most rewarding and frustrating things ever. You know, it's so rewarding to find a foxtail and pull it out because then you fix the animal, whether it's a dog or a cat. But if you can't find it, gosh, it's so frustrating. So what we'll see is we'll see an abscess. We'll see a big swelling, and there's like a draining tract, so it's like oozing. And we'll open it up, we'll go in there, and sometimes it's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Because it's itty-bitty.
Itty-bitty. And it can be like the ittiest little tiny splinter thing causing all of that trauma.
Where do you get them?
Oh, gosh, anywhere. It's so dry here, and they're, you know, it's any of the weeds that are that are out in the fields.
Right. And because they're barbed, they work their way in.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to ask, though, is it that potent that just even a small little piece of it will cause this?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Wow.
And I pull them out of everything, ears, eyes, nose, oral cavity, like their larynx and the vocal folds, between their toes, the vulva, the anus, like everywhere. I'm pulling them out everywhere. And so the best way is to avoid it if you can. So don't take your dogs in places that have foxtails or big weed that look like dried grass. Grassy areas are nice green grass. Green is good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe in the springtime, see if you can pull them up. It's not always an option because a lot of people have a lot of land, and that's just not possible. But, foxtails. I wish we could get rid of them.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I got a quick question for the doctor. On the animals on tick and flea, is that a pill form or is that a liquid?
It's a chewable pill form, and so it's like a treat. And most of them are beef flavored, and so they'll eat them just like a treat.
Can you just come in and buy it from you and give it to them?
So all of the orals need to have a physical exam. So if you have a physical exam within the last year, then you can go into your veterinarian and buy that. If your pet hasn't had an exam, then they'll need one, and then you can get it.
Oh, okay. You have to have an exam first before you buy it.
Yes, because it's a prescription.
Okay. Real good. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Is that the same with the little triangle liquid on the top?
It depends on the type.
Okay.
So there are a lot of liquid topicals that you can buy, you know, over the counter. You don't need a prescription for them, but they, in my opinion, they're not effective. I can't tell you how many dogs I see covered in fleas that the owner has been applying it every month.
Mm-hmm.
These orals are just, they are so, so effective. But it's like trying to get a prescription from your doctor. Your doctor's not going to give you your prescription if they haven't seen you, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's the law, you know, which is, I mean, it's important. It's there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, you know, the amount of information that we've passed over this last year or last couple of years, you know what, if somebody could find a way to capture it all and glean it down, we've covered everything from, you know, intestinal parasites to foxtails to safety for your animals here. over the last couple of years. And I don't know, you know, that you present it in such a way that it's factual, but it's also that it's, you know, it can people understand it. So I think that's really cool, you know, that census has started. So
well, thanks, Carl.
We appreciate y'all. We appreciate
Absolutely.
You being here and that you've become such a part of our town too. I mean, you're out there supporting a lot of different things. Cary Animal Hospital is, you know, not just Putz for Paws and Haven Humane, but there's other things that you all are out from Cary Animal Hospital.
And you can tell you love what you do. You just love what, you know, some people, they are born to be and do exactly what they do. So, you know, you get that total energy and complete energy from you. And Cary Animal Hospital is very, very fortunate to have you. You make sure the owner hears that, because that's how we feel about you. And we're so appreciative that you come on, like I said, like Carl said, in agreement, that you come on once a month and share with us stuff that we don't know and feel like enlightened because of that information.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
This thing about the foxtails, you know, you brought up last month, mm-hmm. 3 to 5 a day. Mm-hmm. And then these are ones, if you catch them early, you can if you can find them. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, they're going to just keep working their way in. It's not like it's going to go away.
And then you need a CT, you know?
A CAT scan.
You need a CT to find some of these things. And so you want to catch it early.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be most likely to find it if it's early. But if you give it time, and it's, you know, especially if it's up the nose and it just keeps on going,
It'll go
there's
to the
only
brain,
so far
right?
we can see. Yeah, so then you need a CT, and that is, you know, that's pretty pricey.
Okay. Dr. Cary Tennant, Cary Animal Hospital, end of Hilltop Avenue up there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being with us. And everybody, look, it's going to be